Hi, my name is Awiti, and this is Unspoken, the podcast. Unspoken is a podcast where I get to talk about self-development life topics and have sit-down sessions with different people with different impactful stories. You can listen to this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and other streaming platforms. We are also on social media at Unspoken Podcast KE on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and at Awino Awiti across all social media platforms. In this episode, I talk to Sandra Akinyi, a 25-year-old who got married while she was 22 years old. Sandra tells us how it is being young and married and juggling motherhood. She is a mother of an 8-month-old baby. She also talks about stability in marriage while young and some of the benefits and challenges of being married at a young age. So today I have Sandra with me here on the podcast. This is episode 26. So today I have Sandra with me here on the podcast. So Sandra, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, a bit nervous, but I'm okay.
Why are you feeling nervous?
It's just natural to be.
Yeah, of course, of course. But welcome, feel free. This is welcome to the Unspoken podcast. Welcome to the Unspoken community. Feel free. And I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Also, just Sandra, just a bit, tell us a bit about yourself and what you do.
Oh, well, I'm Sandra. I come from Alendu, Rwanda. I'm married, young but married, with beautiful little girl. Right now, I'm a businesswoman. Yeah, I have a cyber that I'm working on to get my living, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, so you mentioned, of course, the reason you're here. You are happily married, young and happily married.
Yeah, sure.
I kindly shed light on that. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Ama, you mind? If you mind, it's okay.
Not really. I'm 25. 25, I'm young.
Yeah, yeah.
25.
Oh, so I'm happy to have you here. So you spoke earlier about being married and being 25 and married, and you know, like, this is the reason why we are doing, you even shooting this podcast. I was shedding light on people who are young and married. It's not like it's a bad thing, like, yeah. Currently you've seen that it's a trend, like, not it's like it's a trend, I don't think trend is the right word, but it has been happening, same, it happened like a lot of times, yeah. Currently you're not the only couple. I was thinking about how nowadays people are like so young and get married, and it's not like it's a first thing, like, it's people who are like mejinini, like, you have just agreed, it's a mutual agreement, yeah. And people are even prospering, by the way.
Sure.
You're prosperring, and you mentioned that you have a daughter.
Yeah,
apparently with the guys, I've seen the daughter. The daughter is so pretty. Wow, yeah, she has a daughter, a very beautiful daughter. And kindly just I want you just to break it down for us on how it has been, how the marriage life has been. When did you get married? Now that you're 25, when did you get married? At how old were you when you got married officially?
Actually, I've not been married that long.
Mm-hmm.
I've known my husband for quite a long.
For how long? How long? When did you meet? Just like, give us the gist.
Oh.
When did you meet? Tell us the love story. I want to hear the love story.
Okay. All right. I met him when I was going for a swim.
For swimming?
Yeah.
Which year was that?
I think it's 2020.
Where was it? Kisumu?
Oh, in Kisumu.
Mm-hmm.
I think the end of, the beginning of 2020.
The beginning, oh, nice.
Yeah, the beginning of 2020. Mm. Actually, I was going through a lot by then.
Mm.
It happened that something happened to me, but I was not quite over it.
You so had been him. In a previous relationship.
Yeah, I was at broken.
I knew it. You had been at broken.
So he consoled me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was at broken.
Mm.
And something happened because there was something that I was so attached to. Actually, he was ignorant and he was learned.
Mm.
Actually, it was 30-something.
It's those learned and 30-something people who behave.
Yeah.
Who
so,
behave that way. Yeah.
This guy had the audacity. Eh?
Mm.
To leave me in his house, go to another girl's house, impregnate the other one. So you were two girls pregnant.
What?
So if I call him, I tell him that I'm pregnant, he says, okay, just okay. And I do. So, you know, it was a bit painful for me. Mm. It happened that I was still in college.
Mm.
Yeah. So when I was in college, I went through that phase alone. So when the time to when I was a deal, I was supposed to come back to Kisumu.
Where were you? I was in Eldoret.
Yeah,
with the guy.
No, the guy was in Siaya. So just imagine the long distance relationship.
Yeah.
From Eldoret to Siaya, and then I get pregnant. Now I'm in school. I'm going to school. I'm just fainting, falling. Ah, it was hectic.
Yeah.
I'm alone in the hostel taking care of myself. So I had to come back home.
How old were you then?
I was
around 22.
Yeah,
was so young,
22.
Yeah.
Mm. So I had to come back to Kisumu to deliver my baby.
Mm.
Unfortunately, with all those
stress... So that is still 2020?
Yeah. With all those stress, I gave birth as 2019, I think, yeah. 2019. Was it 2019? I think so, yeah. My first baby was a boy.
Oh, in 2019?
Yeah. But the baby was stillborn.
What?
So I lost the baby. Stillborn. Stillborn, yani.
It was a stillbirth.
Yeah, stillbirth.
Oh, sorry.
So the baby died.
So after giving birth.
Phase.
Oh, you gave birth and the baby had already died.
The baby had died. Stillbirth, the baby dies in the
baby. Oh, sorry, yeah.
I think it was the stress that I was going through. Yani, hizo kujiuliza mingi. When you call the guy, you need some comfort. You know, girls, when you're pregnant, you need
because
are
you most vulnerable, by the way. I get the most vulnerable. You know.
So the guy was not there. You know, I'm in hostel. I'm an orphan. I need money to sustain myself. If I ask him, ananiambia eti kwani ulikuwa unakulaje kama sijakupatia mimba. Si lazima. So you know, I was thinking like, eh, what is not happening? So you know, I had to hustle at a younger age to support myself.
And you're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Okay. I'm in school. I'm supposed to pay my rent. You know, you don't just ask for everything. I was using help to pay my college fee. So I ventured into making liquid soap that I was selling. Yeah. People were getting
that was in Kisumu ama Eldoret.
In Eldoret, in the hostel. So mjua tuwako wengi, wanakutu unachukua soap soap. At least unapata kakitu. Kama ni maembe, umejua kama kuna ball, you need to eat a lot. No,
yeah,
no?
Yeah.
So my cravings za food zina come to.
Tura. You have like very awkward cravings.
Yeah, sure. So it was that way. So when I gave birth, my sister and my uncle in Kisumu, they were very supportive. They came. It happened that my uncle already knew. I told him that the guy was a bit stubborn. So akaamua ndio tusikue na shida. Let me nikukatie NHIF, unaona, because sikuwa nimejua hata hizo vitu za linda mama whatever ndio tusikue na shida ama problem. Imagine after hiyo yote unaenda usi, you are giving birth to a stillborn, mtoto wako anapelekwa mochari. That was the worst.
Oi, you lost the baby.
A boy, na vile napenda watu wa boy. Thank God alipea Abdem. I have a girl now.
Oh.
Who is beautiful and very active, lovely. You've met her, yeah?
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Yeah. So it was that way. So in that period when I met my current boyfriend, my husband, my baby.
Hey.
You've not met him yet.
I've not.
You're
supposed
to come
with him. I told you to come with the entire fam.
No. You know what? Today I'm a bit busy.
Yeah, I get.
So I single manage. Alafu angesumbua. So the guy was there for me actually. Alikuwa ni console. Imagine he later kwenda church.
I get, by the way.
I was asking, Kwani God, where are you?
But how, just to briefly tell us how you were feeling at that time. You lost your baby. And then the man, the father of the baby was like, no, he didn't care. Didn't even come bother with the burial, burying the kid.
He did not show up. Ajua hata mtu wake alizikongo wapi. Mtoto tulipeleka kaburini tukazika.
He didn't even show up.
Aku show up. Kenya alifanya alituma tu pesa mochari.
Wow.
Mtoe mtoto muende.
Wow.
Imagine the audacity the guys have.
Hey, that is so. Those, that is
he
so
was so
sad.
Wicked, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Very wicked.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for nyama demi vob.
Yeah.
But I thank God, boy, wangu alinitoa out of that.
I like how you're saying boy wangu and then you're blushing. Tell us now. Now. Out to the third, but now give us the love story. The love story about how you met your husband, your current
love
husband.
Story.
How you met now after now burying your child. Now you're depressed and then you found this man out of nowhere. Relief of your sorrows.
Imagine. Imagine that's why you face.
Yeah.
So imagine in a pool. That's pool compound your swim. And then I'm looking at this guy in official, maybe vizuri unaona. Outside nyuma yake nikasema eh napenda nyuma umsee.
That's the back.
Imagine the back. I got attracted to the back. So nikabongalea and it happened that alikuwa na seduce msichana mwingine hapo unaona, so nikasema ah, we are off the market, let me leave them, unaona.
Yeah.
Kumbe yeye pia kalininoki unaona na semi sana najifanya na huyu later on anakuja kuniomba namba na mwambia ah please I'm off the market hata mimi niko off because umejua I was so sijui niseme aje sikuwa na believe in men now
you are like
nasema ah huyu pia atakuja ni at break unaona but yeye alikama but ali go through a lot yani kosa niyo imagine you went through a lot because I was bitter ile nyenye mtu anakuja nakwambia it I love you anambia get out just go what are you saying unaniambia ni unataka ni you're not my type
yeah
na imagine he endured all of those until now hadi tukafanya rusi
you did an official wedding
wow
when was this how long did you date until you decided like this is the one I'm settling with
2020 tukafanya rusi saizi ikifika April this year second tukua na first 1 year anniversary marriage ile ya official
eh hey, 19 you did a church wedding
eh yeah.
Wow
church wedding
so you dated for like 9 months where they see hearing you dated for like 9 months
hapana 9 months wapi harusi yetu ilikuwa last year
harusi ilikuwa last year 2022
mm-hmm.
When
we met 2020
oh 2 years that is close to 2 years. Oh, that is so dope. I didn't know but they did like an official church wedding.
I'm married,
right? Yeah, officially. Wow, that is so nice.
Officially taken.
I'm so happy. I'm so glad to see this like young, you dated, you went to the courtship and even dated and did a church wedding and now you're like having a baby. Like that is so nice. Speaking of the baby, did you plan? How old is she now?
She's 7 turning 8.
8 months.
17 of the next month. Atakuwa 8 months.
Oh, nice. So, like, wow. Did you plan to have the baby?
Me personally, I wanted a baby. Because, you know, after, you know, ukisha poteza mtu hii, you just need something. You want to replace your baby. Because me, what I wanted, no, nini, after the relationship, I wanted somebody that will not leave me, you see? So, I planned my mentally, whatever, nikasema, I want a baby. Mtoto wangu nitakuwa na yeye hata babake akienda mahali nitakuwa na yeye nikilia na mhug tu anani comfort when I see her there I just feel happy me I wanted a baby but we were him pia alikuwa anataka a baby you know me I wanted a boy
mm-hmm.
I wanted a boy. But him alikuwa anataka a girl by the way he settled for a girl yenye tulienda scanning tukapata the baby was a girl eti mtu ni mdem alifurahi nikasema hebuku
can you just stand I hear it's easier with boys ama
no, like, I don't know. Me, I just love boys.
Mm. But she's pretty. Just she's be happy. Be glad she's a girl. She's so pretty.
Yeah, I love her.
So okay, one or two guys, if you see that baby, you'll have baby fever immediately. Oh, so that is so nice. So, like, did you move in together in the midst of dating? When did you move in? Did you move in together after marriage or before marriage? When did you start living together officially as a couple?
Pasta wako akisikia hii atanyonga.
Eh!
We moved in together before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Before, because there were a lot of things my husband was going through. Penye alikuwa na stay huko kwao, he had some a bit challenges. Hawakuwa napatana. So the treatment there iko poor and you know my husband
is
something
in his home. Kwao.
Ushago kwao.
Yeah, in the village.
Husband wangu ni mtu mwenye umjua kimfanyia kitu ananyamaza. So I saw the maltreatment, mistreatment, nikasema no, this is not happening. Nikamwambia no, you have to look for a house. And then we started from a humble beginning. One day nikipata kama mtu anakuja kwa husband wangu, nitakwambia hey, go and listen to that podcast.
Well, right? Listen to this pod.
And when you started.
Wow. That we were which year was that? 2020 still ama 2021?
Before marriage, hata sikuwa na job imagine tukimove in.
Where did this start? In Kisumu?
Yeah, in Kisumu tu watafuta hao nyamasaria.
Oh.
Yeah, kutafuta hao tuna hata pesa kuilipa. Tunaingia kwa nyumba bila hata mattress. Naambia landlord, tutakusort.
Okay.
Tukatafuta door, tukauza soap. Alikuwa nisaidia kudeliver.
Oh, so you started selling soap as a way to earn income.
Imagine.
The husband akuwa na job?
Akuwa na job, but you know, he knows how to drive, but driving license yake iko imetoka. So by angeza drive apeleke watu hizo manini apate doa kuje yani something ninapenda nayo husband wangu umejua nini si mtu anakaa he has a lot of skills unaona kama ku drive ana drive hii pikipiki anajua kuiendesha hii tuktuk anajua kuiendesha so ni mtu mwenye ikishindana yani kikiumana anaenda afanye something a bring something to the table for his family unaona that is what I saw in him nikasema nice. Hapa tuwezi struggle tuwezi suffer hata kama ni meme tutapata kia kitu tukule unaona so when we moved in we didn't have anything tulikuwa tunauza soap imagine my first job, ile job ya unapata ya kwanza, and that job nilipata kama niko pregnant, una hizi first trimester vile kunga hard,
yeah,
was kuenda kufunza shule ingine hapo kama head teacher. Imagine mimi nimekuwa head teacher.
What school was that?
Preschool, ileitwa Juniors Academy kuko Sedzariat, na Kisumu. So I was a head teacher in that school. I used to do everything for that guy, the director.
Mm.
The director alinipenda by the way, kazi yangu ilikuwa poa.
Mm.
Yani alikuwa anakuja anapata kama everything was there, but the pay was less, unaona?
Yeah.
So pay, imagine when you're the teacher and anataka kupatia 5,000 because
and
just you
teacher,
you just want to pay your rent,
you have to survive.
So nikakaa chini nikasema, "Hey, 2 months I've been teaching in this school sijalipwa. I've been using my money." Kukaa chini kucalculate, naona it's my fare. Yani nalipua fare.
Kama, you're working for the transport,
yeah,
basically.
Job. I don't know how to quit a job. Kuna tukwambia mtu eti, you know what, I won't be coming, I'm quitting. Ni ngumu kwangu. I don't know the formula. Mtu akijua, please tell me. Mimi nilitoka tu nikamwambia, I'm going to say the attorney general. Na even though nilienda, but I was going for another interview. I got a job again. The pay was a bit well. Nikafanya po for a bit quite, sikufanya sana for a long time. Then I was released because I was pregnant and I was planning for my wedding. So tangu hiyo saa msiku.
That was last year, ma 2022. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In 2023, sindio? So with that pregnancy, imagine, na job, na masters, na whatever.
You're but still, at the moment, you're still, at that time, you're still living in Yamasaria.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying rent, food.
There's a baby on the way.
Imagine. Ay, it was hectic. It wasn't easy.
Jester, you mentioned that you were an orphan. So did you have anyone supporting you? Maybe the boy's parents, were they there supporting you? Who was there supporting you?
The boy's
parents. It was just the two of you.
You know, nobody was supporting us at that time.
Mm.
Yeah, nobody. We were just struggling for ourselves, me and him.
No, no relatives.
But after marriage, my mom came through. Then his sister, mama angu.
Your aunt, yeah, I
my
get
aunt.
Yeah.
She came through. She's been supportive to date.
Wow, that's so nice. Support
and zaleti mto ingu. And my sister, that girl. Ada kama sasa zingine tunapita nanga, but she's a supportive
of
woman.
Of course. So the husband, does he have his own parents?
Yeah, the dad died. Na kuna mom. But in that homestead, when you buy two wives in one combo.
Yeah.
So you know the drama.
The drama, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So after, now you mentioned that you officially even had a wedding. So how did both parties take it, from your family and the boy's family, your husband's family?
We had a bit of challenge during the nene.
How did they take it? Because they were both of you are young. How old was your husband when you got married?
My husband was 25.
25 and you are, like, I guess, 24, 23. Yeah. So 25 and 23, that is so young. Mm. That is still so young.
To him, he was very young.
Yeah.
But to me, at least mimi kama mwanamke, it's inappropriate to age.
Yeah, but it was still so young.
Yeah.
So how did maybe both of your parents, both of your families take it? Did they try talking you out of it, saying that both of you are young, you don't know what you're doing? Did they give you that shock like, I'm doing marriage. Marriage is so hard. You're so young. Did anyone talk you out of it, and how did they take it?
No. They did not try to talk us out of it.
Mm.
They were actually proud because what my mom was saying that, you know, nowadays mtu akipata mwanaume anataka tu ajifiche, aendange tu huko, lakini but for you people mmechukua step
and mkakuja. Took the step to go get married.
Imagine kwenda kwa mama msichana wewe uko 25 unamwambia yeye mother nitakuwa msichana wako. Do you know that car
it takes guts. Jeez. Kwanza with men of nowadays now masquizi ati like I'm so young and making that decision you went to do a wedding, like it was like that is a big step.
Yeah, my mom was very proud by the way. I was proud of him.
Oh, so that is so nice. And were you prepared?
For the marriage?
Did anyone prepare you for marriage? Were you
nobody
even prepared
me.
How did you even decide? Did you, maybe, who came up with the idea, by the way? You or him?
No,
did
I
did propose.
Yeah, he proposed.
Wow!
Do you know what he did? He told me, like, you know what? I don't have money, but I need a matching outfit. And I told him, yeah, there's no problem. I can get that because I was working with them. So I contacted a friend of mine in Migori. Akashona hizo manguo, nikamtumia measurements. So I mean, kadhani tu ni za Photoshop, na kuvaa vitenge. Akaniambia, hizi vinguo si too much na tukienda church on Sunday. Nikamwambia, okay, no problem. Akaniambia, can you just call your sister? Wakuja waone church yetu vile inakaanga. Imagine I called my sister to my cousin. Kukuja, na ito
in church?
Yeah, he proposed to me in church.
Wow.
Uweza atasema no. Oh, hata kama ulikuwa na.
If he even had second doubts, no.
Yeah,
second.
Yes.
Wow.
Napewa microphone niongee. My friend, I said nothing.
You propose in church.
In church.
In front of. Wow. That is. I need to meet. You should have come with your husband. I mean, you should tell other people. You. Oh, so that is so nice. So you mentioned now you're officially like. Oh, in April, it is your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, April is our anniversary. We are at 1 year in marriage.
Wow. And how do, are you dealing with your friends, among society?
Do
people even tell you, even up to now, of course you're already married, you're even celebrating a 1 year anniversary in April. Do people still tell you, why did you rush in marriage? Do people still ask you that? Maybe your friends, your inner circle, among some people. You know the society. You just know the society I'm talking. Do people even still ask, Emma, you go somewhere, maybe like when you have met you today, Emma, you go somewhere and introducing yourself. My name is Sandra, I am married. Do you get that, eye pulling? This small girl is married. This young girl is married. And did they ever ask you, are you rushing into marriage? Do you get those looks? How are you taking that? Maybe people asking you, ati, why did you rush into marriage? Kwa nunge ngoja?
Actually, the only person who told me that I rushed was my sister.
Mm.
Because, you know, my elder sister, she's not yet married.
Mm.
So she was feeling like I was going to suffer in that marriage. And she was a bit against it.
Mm.
But she came to terms.
Mm.
My inner circles, I only have two friends, best friends. Two.
Mm.
That is Irene Mercy and Kawera Feni.
Mm.
Those two, yani they can move mountains for me, you know, na? But kuna marafiki zangu wengine that I used to have, wale ni watu wa kuja tunde tei, kuja tufanya nini.
But sherehe.
They will never check on you.
Mm.
Ukiwapigia simu wanakuambia tu, sikuzo menyamaza hata nguoleke, nitaki marafiki. But for them to call, they don't. So, you know me, I gave myself a time out. Nikasema, let me talk to those who are talking to me. Take care of my family because now I have a child who is keeping me busy.
Yeah.
If I get my free time, I can call them. Mm. Tunaweza ongea kama ni mwamis na kukacha up hivu hivu, but they'd never call.
So maybe did you have friends previously before you even met him, or before you got married? So friends that you don't have now. Did you lose any friendships?
Yeah, I've lost a lot of friends
because of maybe you're married.
I don't know what they always think because marriage is not something that is bad. It's ordained by God.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you mentioned you are currently 25. You got married when you're 23. And you know, in those years when you're 23, that is your prime age. You want to explore the world. Do you feel like maybe you miss that stage? And how do you feel about it?
I can't lie about that. But Ona, there's a time. You know, say, kuna times you feeling like, kai, leo na nataka tu niende tu ni party. Yani, I just need to go and shake myself. You know?
Mm.
But you know, my husband is saved, by the way. Very saved. So, mjua mtu kama huyo, uweze mrudisha kwa party. Mimi na yake, sikuwa niko saved kitambo, but now I'm saved.
Yeah.
Ata hizo mambuza pombe, sikuza ata siendaki. I just felt like I don't go to clubs. Yeah, I'm just at home. Mm. Yani, just spend cool times. But kuna temptations will come.
Yeah.
Na kwambenga, you know, you need to go. But ukifikiria, before we got married, there was a time I used to sneak.
And didn't you know?
There's a time alinijua, by the way, I just came, I was totally drunk. Sako fika kwa nyumba, nikaanza tu kupika.
Hey.
And I cleaned everything. That day I felt like I disappointed.
Yeah. Mm. You mentioned how you have an 8-month-old baby to support and the whole household to support. So how do you support yourself financially? What are you currently doing professionally? Maybe you and your husband.
I told you prior that I'm in liquid soap making.
Mm-hmm.
Making liquid soap. And then I started a cyber. Nika cyber kang kadogo.
Is it located?
In Kisumu. Yeah, in Kisumu. It's in Alendu.
Mm-hmm.
On your way to Nairobi Road, ona each church inaitwa Vincentia, just around there.
Okay.
Sasa niko na kasaiba kangu hapo kadogo, yenye inanipatia ka income.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, can you say that there is less pressure when you get married at a young age? Because there's a point when ukifika a certain age, the society wants to give you pressure, your parents start giving you pressure, and even your friends, people around you. Can you now say that, of course, you're already off the market. Mm-hmm. So can you say, is it safe to say that when you're married young, like, you get less pressure? You avoid a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I'll say when you're married young, you avoid a lot of pressure. But actually, Miss Ezi Sema, I can't clarify that because for me, napata kama sina pressure, but somebody mwenye hajakuwa married, I think atakuwa on a lot of pressure because natafuta bwana mm. But we can't atwezi kuwa certain because hatujafika hiyo age kujua eti yes truly they go through that pressure ama they don't ama ni tu kusukumwa tu ama we can't just nini atwezi tu isema but yani kui generalize but as for them yes maybe they are going through a pressure for I ningeongea about my sister but let me just not talk about her.
You're not comfortable talking about it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about life yake, you know.
Yeah, okay. So do you have any, do you face any challenges being married young? Are there any challenges that you're facing?
Challenges ziko. In marriage, there's a lot of challenges. Kwanza for me, mwenye niko married in a polygamous family, in a compound, in yipuna stay na wanawake wawili.
Currently?
Yes, we are at home to kumshago sahi because... Atuzi ishitao, mtu hindi uyo ni miyang, sina job, the father ana job, tunajisustain, tunaika dogo kadogo ya tunapata. Yani saizi, it's just from the hand to the mouth, you know, na hakuna ile ya kusave. Ukijaribu kusave, mtu hii kesho pampas.
You have to buy diapers.
Pampas ni kila siku, chakula ni daily. So you know, hakuna ile kidogo yunasema, ah, let me save this for something like this. Pressure iko, for me, challenges nye niko nazo, ni unaona being in that homestead, being in that setup of the house. Ile yenye kuna mama mkubwa, kuna mama mdogo, and then there's no husband. Bwana alikufa, unaona?
No, so there is just you, the two wives in the compound.
Yeah, the two wives in the compound. You on the other hand, you have your husband, unaona? Mko huku chini. So she doesn't zinapatikananga. That's why I wanted to start a podcast on why what young women go through, unaona? Young women in marriage. Because you find that what wana go through a lot. And then kuna hii chale, kitu yenye ilikujanga sijui ni tabu ya kitambo tukiongelesha mother-in-law vibaya sijui utakuwa cast no but we just need an open space no na to talk them out to discuss them
space,
to air them yani ndio you feel like you're not going through it alone unaona juu let's say for example for me my case tukiwa ushago unaona in that homestead in that setup yenye kuna mothers wawili hauna job. So yeye yako na majikaki unaona you'll need him to support you unaona kama kupatia food. You find that akwambia pia tuna bwana bwana yetu alikufa wenye wako na bwana watafute vile watakula so you know it's like inakupatia mentality like you know what I can't stay here
you
for
can't
a
stay
long
here
time.
It's not even a safe environment yani, it's not a friendly environment
exactly
yeah it's kind of toxic by the way now
mentally whatever we went through a lot kwanza vile nilikuwa na ball I don't know what was happening I don't know kama ni shida tu yenye the mothers in law anakuanga nayo like there's something that nilimshikianga hadi leo when I was pregnant my husband was not there alikuwa ameenda I don't know alikuwa ameenda church ama alikuwa tao the whole day so you know there's no food in the house I'm there I'm pregnant hadi sweat natoka so when my husband comes anasema hey kwani amkumpikia hata chakula hata uji
he's asking the mothers in law
And then his mother anatoka huko nje anasema eti kwani mtu mwenye kuna mimba lazima akule yani with mother tongue eti ngamwa choni ngama ya chinya kachia mbona so you know it hurted me ili nifika kwa roho nikasema hey kama mimi naweza niambia hivi and this is
and you're pregnant and you're so vulnerable you're pregnant that's so sad that's so bad
so they put us through a lot yenye unaonanga tu eti hey hata kama unafanya job yani you ask yourself a lot of things unasema no it's not a safe space kukaa ushago you are not working wanaona tu you are supposed to be giving them yani unaona vile saizi wanawake wanaonanga eti this is my son yes he has a wife lakini wewe mwanaume wangu wewe kijana wangu leta chakula bring to my nini letia mama yako food unaona yani you are supposed to be giving si eti you are taking from the mother yeye alishakufunza wewe umpatie
yani you don't supposed to be
yani you feel like yani kwani tunalaro huyu mwanaume mothers-in-law
mothers-in-law
wanatukanga 60 we are their core wives unaona so I'm passing through a lot of that at a younger age unaona so nakuwa exposed to them unaona at a younger age that's why nilikwambia hiyo story kwana kusho
You should start a pod on that. It is going to be like the pod. So like in that compound, just the two mother-in-laws and you and your husband and the baby.
Yeah.
Those two mother-in-laws, what do they do?
So I go to Apple home, actually. They are there.
And what is it with mother-in-laws though? What is it with mother-in-laws?
I don't know. Wanaonanga nika umechukua bwana yao ama they are God. Ukiwa tuna kijana wao. And then, una mtu akifanya the wrong thing, then uambie mother-in-law it, you know what, your son alinimess somewhere here and here, talk to him. Anakuambia, mwanaume ako hivyo, mwache nafasi yake. No, you are not supposed to do that. Wewe umekuletea issue kama mother-in-law, wewe ni mkubwa.
You're supposed to sit from a mother's perspective.
Sort it out, solve it. Sio tu unasaidia kijana wako, I don't know what to say, you mnakuwa kama endoje.
You're supporting them.
Yeah, you are supporting your son.
Your son.
And
instead
then,
of mnaniacha
inje, as if mimi niko outcast, na mimi ndo nilikuwa nimeleta issue.
The issue. Mm-hmm.
So, yani unajaribu kufunika, yaendelea.
To cover it up.
Yeah.
That is so bad. What is it with mother-in-laws though? Mother-in-laws huko inje. What is it with mother-in-laws though?
Please,
so speaking of of motherhood, so how do you have, how has motherhood been for you? But then they say motherhood is a journey that no one ever prepares you for. Sindo?
Sure, yeah.
No one ever prepares anyone for motherhood. So how has motherhood been, being a young mother and married, how has the motherhood journey been for you?
At first, ilikuwa a bit difficult when the baby was young. Because you know, na, that was the first baby of all day. You know, na, ule mwingine I didn't. Nilikuwa nimemshika. So you know, I was feeling like atanyangukia, he was very tiny, and then with breastfeeding material.
Fragile.
Yani, the first time, umejua nini kuenda home after discharging, breast ilikuwa imeswala. Maziwa ndio inakuja, na inazidi. So you know what I did? Nilipiga matiti yangu picha, nikapiga sisi yangu simu nikilia na mtumia, zinawambia, matiti yangu inapasuka, inazidi kufura.
Milk.
So, so my sister told me, ati apana, it's normal. Just chukua kitamba, jaribu kusuppress nayo, ndio isiku, it was painful by the way. So, your first time ya breastfeeding.
The first 3 months ahead, it's so hectic.
Si rahisi, so you know, I didn't even know to kuingiza nipple kwa ya mtoto. I was giving the baby the nipple alone. So it cracked. Ilikuwa na crack matiti yangu. Ile nye, unaona kama imekuwa kidonda. No? So kuenda osi, naimbua toa at one. There are some nini. Nurses walikuwa wanishughulikia nga because they know I didn't know. And then, mother-in-law pia hizi kukuonyesha. Kuzi ya kuhuku juu. Hata mtu inaza kuja. Na ilipata kama hizo times za election. Nita kufanyika, unaona. So nobody was muyange kuja. But my husband, alikuwa there. Iyo time yote, he was doing everything. Cleaning, sangina nisaidia. Kini ilikuwa na mshinda, sikuwa na mpatia ni kuwasha mtuwe. Because, hata mimi mtuwe kuwasha ili nishinda, unaona. So, but by the, vile time ilikuwa naenda, akaanza kuwasha mtuwe. Nowadays, he does everything. Hata nilikuwa mbea leo, nilikuwa nakuja na mtuwe, amebaki na ye. Sa, I'm at peace, sana nipatia nga peace, by the way. Doesn't stress me.
Also, you can say the journey is getting well,
it's
getting better. I can't deny. No, oh, that is so nice. So perhaps, do you have any expectations?
From
expectations, just expectations
in marriage.
In marriage, any expectations that you want them to be met? Any expectations? What does the future hold for you?
Any.
What do you want? Yeah.
Since it's many expectations, sana to me, but in the same, my outermost goal. Yani, I just want yani, to build myself. First of all, before that, you're building myself, is it kishapata job? I just want to yani,
be stable. Nona, yani, be stable.
Nitoke tu yani, from that homestead. I have my own home. Nataka nikuwe na dala yangu. I don't know how you unasema. And then I have my family there. Raise my kid and my family the way I want. Then I feel it's right for me. I don't want somebody akuje.
To dictate how you are raising your child.
You had your time. You raised your own. Let me raise my own the way I know.
Exactly.
It's my own. Mimi ndo najua kile nilipitia when I was going through that labor. So nobody atakuja niambie to raise your child like this. No, I'm a parent now. I'm learning. Yes, nifunze. Lakini usinilazimishe nifanye.
Okay, nice. Awesome stuff. So since you've experienced this young and married stuff, you already even had a wedding, you're almost celebrating your first year anniversary in April, would you advise someone maybe your age to get into marriage at that age? Would you advise a younger version of you to get into marriage at that age? A young girl maybe has met a boy somewhere at 22 and things are going well. Would you advise them to take the steps you took?
Yeah, marriage is not a sin. Marriage is not
it's
a
sacred.
Sin.
Marriage actually is very sacred.
Marriage is ordained by God. Ukienda usome kwa Bible, utapata. I don't know the verse, but I don't know if it is Malachi or what. Marriage is ordained by God. Mungu anataka watu wafanye harusi. Mungu, the purpose of God, yani. But there I was so surprised and shocked when I was listening to somebody YouTube alikuwa anaongea about marriage actually. Mm. And then alikuwa anasema the purpose of God, eh? Plan ya Mungu ilikuwa ni kucreate watu ili afanye nini? Ili ajaze the Russia's heaven, unaona?
Mm-hmm.
Yaani yenye alileta Adam and Eve into earth. That was the first wedding, unaona? Yenye malaika walishuhudia. So that's why aliordain marriage. Ndio watu wakishafanya marriage, wakishaoana, the first fruit yenye mnatoa, yani your children in marriage, muwaraise righteously, ndio wapate nini? Wapate kuenda mbinguni.
Mm-hmm.
Yani Mungu anataka kujaza wenye lose vile alikuwa ametupa nani? Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Me, first I knew that Lucifer alitupo peke yake, kumbe alitupo na malaika wengine. So, alilusa watu wengi.
Yeah, that was the story, yeah.
Alinasikia alitupo na watu wengi, so mm-hmm. many people walikuja huko. So, anataka kujaza nini? Kujaza watu huko. So, marriage is not a bad thing. A young girl outside there, kama unataka kuget into marriage, what I can advise you. Know your guy, jua huyo mwanaume wako, get into an agreement, don't rush. Mwelewane kwanza, yani take your time kumjua. Kwa ukirush utaona, naona marriage ya huyu nani mzuri vile mnakuanga na, inaitwanga aje, cravings za kushika bolu mkiona watoto wa watu.
Yeah.
Usikuwe hivyo, learn him, know him, understand him, and then uta enjoy marriage yako. For me, I'm enjoying my marriage with my husband. Hata kama ndio tunakuwa na first year anniversary, hatujakuwa na ups and downs ile ya kupigana. Yeah. Because umejua financially, yes, tuko na ups and downs because we don't have, we are trying to have them, unaona?
Yeah, yeah.
But don't let your stress ya kukosa pesa ulete kwa nyumba eti hata wewe ulitangi. No, usiambie mwanaume tuletangi.
Yeah.
Mpatie time yake atajitafutia. Sometimes wewe pia msaidie. Mwambie enda tafuta job hivi, enda tafuta job hapa hivi. Lakini don't shout at teammate because you are providing.
Oh, nice, nice. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Sandra, for gracing this podcast. I think that was a good session. That was like really eye-opening. I have learned a lot of things, by the way. You should start that podcast by the Young People in Marriage because it is happening. It is here with us.
Yeah,
it is real and it is happening. And even as much as you're saying, as young people, normal people, you can even see young celebrity marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Kina nani, these YouTubers, Georgina. Kina Georgina Njenga and Bahas, and they have a baby just
imagine
like you.
Taking care of that.
There is the Watts family. I was watching yesterday about young, when I was doing my research about young people in marriage, I was watching YouTube and there are a lot of people. In fact, people have commercialized it.
Yeah.
People have really even commercialized those things. There's a lot of young people doing it and yeah, like you just put it in your words. Like it's not a bad thing. Know your pastor. Know your guy.
I know your guy.
Who is your guy? Know your guy. And just, manze, make it, take time.
Yeah, take time.
So thank you. Any parting shots, maybe?
Unafanya harusi lini wewe?
Wewe, mimi niko single.
Usiogope, by the way. When the time is right. You'll do it.
Mm.
And I would enjoy, by the way.
Oh.
It was nice being here. Mm. I've really enjoyed it. Na wenye mko in marriage, please, tutaanza hiyo podcast yetu soon. We'll talk about more.
Mm.
Tuta share issues and yani, we don't need only to share. Tunatafuta the solution, unaona?
Mm-hmm.
To put them on place. But si ati uende upige mother-in-law wako tafadhali.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn from your story.
Right, sure.
There's a lot to learn from your story. And I think it's worth talking about, because I told you earlier that I'd invited some couples here.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they chickened out about talking about it. I think they are like
they feel insecure,
they feel like maybe people will judge them, but no, it's a safe space. People are not judging you, but you're doing the right things.
Yeah, you just
marriage is a good thing.
Yeah.
Talk about it. For those who are listening, if you're listening and you are maybe scared about, you're a bit skeptical and scared about Nini, it's about talking about it, it's not a bad thing.
We
hate to tell you, it's not a bad thing. Yeah,
yeah,
Sindo.
Yeah, Sindo.
Just do your thing. Maybe next time you can get the courage and even get on Sandra's podcast and talk about it. You can even get on that on there and talk about it. So Sandra, thank you for coming here.
Thank you
for gracing this podcast. Welcome to the Unspoken community. Welcome to the Unspoken community. Thank you for coming to my podcast, and I wish you all the best.
Thank
in your marriage, motherhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hope to maybe speak to you soon. And next time when you come with the entire family.
I want to
see the baby. I want the baby
you
here.
Want
yeah.
So next, the baby.
Hey, Aki. I'm working to myself. That you guys, that girl is so like so adorable.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Aki, she's lovely. Nakata, I want to an attitude. There's some babies who have attitude, by the way.
Ati,
hey. ukienda kumbeba anarudisha mkono anarudisha uso. That one of yours, she's so adorable. So wishing you all the best and thank you for coming. Wishing you all the best in your endeavors as you grow your family, as you juggle motherhood, hey, and in your business. No, wishing you all the best. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. So guys, that was it for this podcast on young people in marriage. So I hope you guys learned something or two from Sandra. And I'm hoping to do this. I'm glad to say that this specific episode that I'm doing has been sponsored by APVA. APVA is called African Podcasting and Voice Academy. So thank you APVA for sponsoring this episode. I'm currently doing a series with APVA where they're sponsoring 5 of my episode: podcast production, podcast design, guest design. So yeah, I'm glad and thank you to APVA for sponsoring this episode. And I think I'll see you on the next one. Yeah.